You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've got some great stuff going. We got my favorite Miami Beach realtor, Brett Harris. He's out there. He's with Douglas Elliman, and he has sold a home that I think makes a new mark in the market. Brett, welcome, man. How you doing?
Jim, how are you, my friend?
I am doing great. So tell me a little bit about your rock star deal, you rock star.
So, yeah, we bought a house on North Bay Road for $21 million, and it broke another record at my beach, and it sets its tone to everyone else out there that the market is still strong, it's still active, but the price has to be aggressive, you know?
Being aggressive, what do you mean? You mean priced appropriately for the market? No, come out of there with the crazy high price and then wait to come out priced right?
Yeah. It was originally priced at $30 million. We've been circling it for, over a year and a half, watching the price come down, And when we realized that we could probably have an opportunity to get it at or below replacement cost, we took a good run at it. We got really aggressive on our offer.
Okay, and you've been working with this particular buyer for a while?
Yeah, this is a client of mine for almost 9 years. I sold another house to him on Palm Island a year ago, and he's been circling the market for about 6 years. It took me about 6 years to sell him this house.
Wow. So while it seems like you made a really big score, when you spread it out over time, it seems like you got to do a whole bunch of deals to make it work. So
We made a bunch of offers around town, and he's been circling many different properties, and it took a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of effort, a lot of persistence and hard work, and we got it done.
Well, listen, congratulations and high five to you. I want to follow up on something that you mentioned the last time you were on the show. You got a couple of minutes to talk about the...
Absolutely, Jim.
You know, you mentioned a statistic that blew my mind. I didn't really understand it, so I went out and looked for myself. That's the number of spec homes that are being developed on Miami Beach. You told me there were two last year. There's like 20 now. I said, absolutely no way that the market could get ahead of itself like that. Brett, you gotta keep it a little quieter in the background. Wanda's going nuts in the other room, and we love to keep Wanda calm. So, what's going on with all the spec homes, and does that mean that it's going to be a buyer's market in the super luxe category soon, if not now?
It's moving towards that direction, Jim. It 100% is, and we're seeing prices come down across the board. We anticipate pricing to come down another 20 to 25% in the next 6 months.
Whoa. So what is the implication to somebody that's got their house? They've been waiting to bring it to market, other than the fact that perhaps they may have waited too long. What do you advise somebody that wants to sell their home?
Well, it really depends what they bought the asset at, what they bought the land at. If they bought it at a good price and they built for a good number, I think they may be okay. They might make a little bit of money, but they're not going to make as much money as they initially thought they would in their pro forma. They've got a lot of competition. There's just, 5 to 10 years of supply now in the market, and we only have one or two buyers a year circling those 20-plus million-dollar properties.
Wow. So let me ask the question a different way then. What does this imply to just the regular person with the home in the 850 to 2 million range, the meat and potatoes of Miami Beach? How's that holding up with all this?
Yeah, that actually market is pretty strong. That's still doing really well right now. That actually is going to get hit a little bit too, but not as much as the high-end spec home. The high end of the market, 20 million plus houses, is going to get hit real hard real soon.
So let's say that I'm a person, I built a spec house. I got to assume maybe the people that are in that market, maybe they built two or three. I've got them getting ready to deliver to the market. The way I look at it, I'd give it to the right person to take it up to, we talked about this on the last time you were on the show also, to New York or LA, where basically those people buy these properties and it's almost free to them when you include their tax benefits. I mean, would that be a way that somebody might be able to move one of these deals?
Yeah, my client's actually from Los Angeles, and I'm actually working with two other buyers, one from Canada and one from Los Angeles as well, looking for a, 18 to $25 million home. They're here. They're moving. They want to take advantage of the tax opportunities we have in South Florida. It totally makes sense for them. You're 100% right.
So then that person has their choice almost, I got to believe, right now.
Yeah, they're going to sit back and they're going to wait to see what happens, and then they're going to wait to see what seller becomes realistic on price. It's exactly what we did. We made a bunch of really strong offers to a lot of great sellers. Unfortunately, the sellers our opinion, weren't ready to sell at a number that we were comfortable at.
Okay. Well, let's change the topic just a little bit because your signal's going in and out, but that's because you're not here with me today like you should be next time. Where are you today and what do you got going on?
I've got a VIP brokers open at one of my listings on North Bay Road. It's a $32 million listing. We dropped the price today to $29 million, and I've got about 30 or 40 VIP brokers coming over for a sunset cocktail hour.
Oh, so that's kind of what I see when I watch Million Dollar Listing with my wife. You go in, you make all the canapes, you make the right things, and you start hard selling the brokers to find out who they've got for clients?
Pretty much.
Well, man, I want you selling my house. There's just absolutely no doubt about it. It sounds like you got it wired and you got a pipeline of buyers that are looking. Now, how does somebody figure out whether they've got their house realistically priced? Will you give them a broker's opinion of value to help them put their property on the market the right way?
To be totally honest with you, if they don't have an offer in 60 to 90 days, the first 60 to 90 days is the most critical time a house can be on the market. If they don't see an offer activity, they're overpriced.
Okay, so it sounds to me like you're the house doctor, too. You're telling them what the symptom is to look for. So if they've got their property listed with somebody and it hasn't moved in 60 to 90 days, what do you suggest that they do besides move the price on the property? What else can somebody do?
That's it. To tell you the truth, right now, the way the market's going, it's all about price. They can have 15 different realtors spending a bunch of money marketing, but if it's not priced right, it's not going to move.
Well, I got to believe that all the buyers know all the right brokers. Like you said, there's only 45 or 50 of you. You get together, you talk about what's going on, and hopefully you can guide the people in the marketplace so that you can all make money.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Okay, well, I know you've got that party going on. What else you got coming up in the next couple of weeks? What do you see coming up on the horizon here in the market? Anything we should be looking for? Because you had us looking for your sale, but not really telling us it was going to happen.
Can you hear me, Jim? It sounds like I'm losing you.
Yep, I can hear you. Earth coming in. Earth is here. We're hearing you. We're hearing you. Come on back in.
You know, to be honest with you, there's a lot of people that are sitting on the sidelines to see what's going to happen. So they're sitting back. They've got a lot of cash. They're ready to spend it, and they're just waiting for the deals to come up.
So then it sounds to me,
it's a waiting game right now.
It sounds to me like the market's liquid, and if somebody's reasonable and is willing to meet the market, that they could sell in a still very short time frame. So sounds to me like the greedy person might not get what they want, but the person that's realistic might.
You got that right.
Now, Brett, if somebody wants to work with you and your team, how do they find you? And remember to go slow, because we have New York Jets fans that listen.
I'm with Tugger Solomon, Miami Beach. You can call me on my cell phone, 305-764-9401.
I love a guy who knows his cell phone number cold. Brett, you're the best. Go get those 45, 50 VIP brokers, make them love your property, make a great deal, and come back on our show and tell us how you did it.
Thanks, Jim. You guys have a great night. Thanks for calling.
All right. Take care. Brett Harris, number one broker on South Beach, on Miami Beach. We love having Brett. He comes in, gives us the what's what on going on Miami Beach.